some point, are you doing the scatter up?
Well, I think when you asked her the question of who was on the list, and she sent back the names, and then she sent back, I think it was that same email, a kind of a check-off date sheet of what was going on at the dam. And then we also asked about adding other names to that list. It seemed a little more in depth than what I've seen before, but okay.
I didn't know what we were reporting we've ever done specifically. I don't think we've sent in much that I can remember, but
what has been sent in the past was a copy of the newsletter to the DEC, Corey or whoever was in her position. And if we made mention in the newsletter of the fact that we were dealing with the beaver dam, that in the past had been sufficient. That was my agreement with whoever was sitting in that seat some 15 years ago. Where that has transpired to, I couldn't tell you.
I can only imagine it's changed, because I did see the checkoff sheet when wanted dates of when you were there or what you did. And again, understanding this newer thing that we signed up, the VSA, so that if Steve Myers goes down to the dam and he's cleaning it out and getting rid of the beaver stuff and gets hurt, his name isn't anywhere on the list and it sucks to be him. My understanding, if I didn't remember this correctly, because our name is on that list, we have the authority that if we do get hurt, at least contact the state and who knows what you go through, but you might get a little something. I don't know.
You're covered under your state workman's comp.
Okay.
Full comp.
So, and speaking of the dam, the last time we checked, Steve Myers went down and checked, I believe it was last weekend. The beaver have filled the dam again, and there was just one open spillway in my cross.
About a foot and a half wide, where the water was coming through pretty strong. As you're looking at the dam on the right-hand side of it.
Which is great right now because the lake is a little low. I sent an email to the beaver trapper along with the new permit that states from Corey McGee. It says state land, which should protect him. I haven't heard anything back from him on the email. I stopped at his house 4th of July weekend and talked to his mother. Told her who I was, what I wanted, email me, let me know. Specifically, I want to know when he put traps in so we could warn people to be careful. Again, I haven't heard a word. So, and the last time I did send pictures out of the size of the debris pile, which DEC went in and cleaned up, but that debris pile is going to grow again. So,
they've been in there twice now.
Pardon?
I think they've been in there twice
now. Really?
I should probably get on that list too.
Okay.
I've been down there to go ahead and clean up, put the waders on, get all underneath and everything too, and that thing was huge, and then it was removed the next time I went down there.
Okay. I know I got a picture of when the huge pile, there were three piles, and there was the big one where we normally put it, and then I went down probably a week later, and Corey kept saying, with the way this COVID is working, they're limited, but she would mention it to operations, and operations must now, how they hauled it out of there, I don't know.
They haul it further back in the woods from what I was originally told by the guy that did it from
that pile that was cleared, I was like, they're going to be here a while cleaning that up.
They bring the prisoners down from Mariah Shock and suit them up with life jackets, and away they go.
So, anyway, that's where we stand with the dam and the beavers at this point.
Are we sure that it's beaver activity and not just debris?
No, it's beaver activity. I say this only because the last picture I sent, I couldn't believe the rocks that those beavers moved, and they were good size. It took two hands to lift them. They weren't, for a human, they weren't overly heavy. Just took two hands, and I put them on the side of the board there where everybody could see them. And when I took the pictures, you can also see the rocks. The bottom, Steve, if you were there, you saw the bottom is just chock full of mud, leaves and everything. They packed it in good against our dam, and there were still some left. And our trapper, I got the email, the beginning of April, because that's the end of the trapping season, and he said he just checked everything, nothing there. And I went down to say, like 2 weeks later, okay, I'll start putting boards in, and I sent pictures to everybody of that thing was chock full. In a matter of 2 weeks, there's more than one, but where they're staying, I have no idea.
I had that feeling some beavers must have moved in. I think because the trapper was there, there was nothing there, and the water was flowing, and actually the water level got really low, and that's when I sent the email. I said, hey, you know, it's really low, guys. Then we probably need to get the boards, and I checked, you went down, and then the beavers came.
It could very well be.
So I think somebody is looking for a new place to
thing. I talked to my son, Chris. He's a wildlife biologist asking about the beavers, and he said when the lodge gets so big, the adults start kicking out the older ones, and the older ones have to go out and find new territory, and they're very territorial. You just can't. I personally wanted him to, or someone, can we just catch them, take them someplace else? And he said no, they're very territorial. They protect their territory, so you can't do it. Unfortunately, you got to kill them, or they'll wander off someplace else. So, but I don't know the circumstances of their whole system, but I would assume what we got is some of the beavers that were kicked out of one place and wandered through and found ours and said, this looks like a happy hunting ground, let's go.
There's a new small beaver dam just west of the Otter Pond trailhead. You know, I've always been there, you know, lily pads, just past the lily pad. There's a small beaver dam there. There's the same one that's on the south side of Fox Island, but I don't think that was active.
Doesn't look active.
No, somebody's been cleaning it up. I think he'd have a trapper.
Someone doing that, because that beaver was around early, not this year, last year, early season. And then just because we go out, we go on the paddleboard or something, and you get one.
2 weeks ago, I saw one down by my green dock in the evening.
Oh.
I came down to the dock, and all of a sudden he saw me and made his telltale splash sound, and off he swam. I haven't seen him since, but
I haven't seen three over there, but I haven't fished that area.
They're good. They're around.
Yeah.
So. With the VSA agreement, if you are down there and you say that you have a form signed off, and somebody challenges you on it, you can't prove it. If it's on our website, we can prove it. You can prove it. If mine's up there, because I signed mine, I think Chris's may be there, because he was the original signer. You supposedly sent paperwork in.
I did. I sent it to you guys, too. I can look for it again.
If you have a copy of it, please send it to me. You were going to sign up.
Yeah, I didn't finish that yet.
Finish it up with Keith so that he has a copy and he can send me the paperwork since he's going to be in contact with the VSA if you want to do the same. If you send a copy in of your VSA agreement, you know,
yeah, Debbie and I are on it.
If you have a copy of what you sent in,
right?
Hopefully you photocopied it before you sent it to the,
oh, yeah,
to the dead letterbox of the state, but send me a copy of it.
Oh, okay. That was my
Any communications we make, please, please, please send me copies of it so we can file it on the, you know, on the website. So that way, 10 years from now, 5 years next week, somebody comes up and challenges, well, we don't have the permit for beavers. Yes, we do. It's on the website.
Yeah.
Try to keep up with it. Try to get my son to, he does 60 hours a week, but he does try to keep things, you know, and between the two of us and all of us making sure that we have stuff there. But please, you know, VSA agreements, got to send me copies of the stuff.
You do have the new beaver permit, right?
I do have the new beaver permit. It is there.
Okay. Water testing. Still the same as...
Fall report came back. Everything was good. Nothing changed there. I assume we're going to do it this fall.
Yeah. I'd like to do this.
Need to make a motion to do fall fecal testing. So, done.
I'll make a motion.
Somebody's got to pick up the bottles, drop the bottles off.
I'll pick the bottles up again.
Okay.
Keith, motion made by Steve Meyer, seconded by Dave Cerny to do the water testing. And Steve, you're going to pick up the bottles, did I?
Yeah.
Dave's going to pick up the bottles.
Okay. Just before Labor Day or whatever the fall holiday, what is it, Labor Day? Yeah.
Yeah, right around there. Right.
Yeah.
Let me know when you got them. Four sets?
Four sets of bottles.
All in favor of the motion?
Four bottles.
Motion carried.
CSLAP is underway. Got started a little bit late this year due to COVID. Protocol is still the same. Last year's report is up on the web. Everything looks the same as it has in the past. Take some time, go look at the reports. Somebody asks you what's going on with CSLAP, you should be able to answer some questions or at least go, let me get on my laptop and look, and there it is. Know how to get there. Under the water quality testing page.
The next, I got the picnic on my list of thank you notes. We need to pick a date for the membership meeting, which when I looked at the calendar for 2021, July 4th is on a Sunday, I believe.
Next year.
So,
July 4th is Sunday, correct? Yeah.
Would it be appropriate, do you think, if we tried to have our annual meeting on July 3rd? It seems that July 4th is normally the time we try to have it. Should we, I guess the bottom line is, should we look at 2021 as a normal year and put into place having a picnic and the membership meeting as normal until we find out to the contrary?
Yes.
Okay. Keith and Chris, you heard all that about going forward with our normal picnic for next year?
Yes, I agree. The only thing that comes in with our picnic is the barbecue and the fire department. And, you know, I know they're going to do that, yeah, I guess.
So let's get a primary date of the 3rd, secondary date of the 10th, and see which ones they're doing and not doing.
Yeah, because you're right, and the fire department's in the same position we're in because they've canceled the barbecue this year, so they're probably going to be scrambling again just like we are. So, yeah, we'll try not to. I think Zach hit it right on the head. If we make the meeting, schedule a meeting for July 3rd, and the secondary date would be July 10th, which would be the following weekend.
What about July 4th? I mean, everybody's going to be up here 4th of July weekend.
4th is Sunday.
Fourth is Sunday, because we have it the 3rd.
Right.
The fire department has their barbecue. Are they going to have it on Saturday or Sunday? And could we do our meeting the opposite day of that weekend? Because a lot of people will be here. Will it happen a special trip up or whatever for the following weekend?
I just don't know how many people will still be around on Sunday, right? A lot of people go home at the end of the weekend. I'm only an hour and 20 minutes away.
The fire department has not picked the holiday weekend proper in all the years I've been here.
Okay.
No, they're always the weekend after or 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
Right.
So that doesn't mean...
I'd rather like to be the 3rd, yeah.
Think you'll have more people.
My only thought on the 3rd was people will be coming in for the holiday weekend. They're going to be available or hopefully available. July 4th being the holiday proper, most of us, we all, just like this year, busy. We got family, everything else. And like Zach said, he made a good point. Chances are good on Sunday. Most everybody's going to have an early to try to get out. So I guess if we continue with July 3rd as the primary and July 10th as the secondary. Does that?
In years past, those that come, and those that don't have an excuse. So, third is as good as any day.
Okay. And then we'll contact, I'll wait a while and contact Steve Phelps and see, because I'm sure he doesn't know, because the fire department doesn't know when they're going to have their barbecue or anything, so we'll go from there. July 3rd is the primary. July 10th, secondary. Do we need a motion for that? I'm sorry.
No,
okay. Anything else? I think that almost crews, the list that I've been going through. Is anything else? Anybody?
Fall board meeting, if necessary. Fall board meeting, if necessary.
I think we should schedule one anyways. Yeah.
Mid to late September?
Mid-September. It's time for close to mid-September.
Pick a date as we get to September.
Okay. That would be good.
No idea what's going on with school start.
Yep. There's a lot of things up in the air. Who knows what we'll leave, you know. I got a couple things that need VSA we talked about, so you're going to look for forms to finish that up.
Yeah.
Cole Hicklin sent a letter of lake or notice of lake level to me as a result of the newsletter. I forwarded on to us when it was at plus 7. Jack, you replied to him.
Yes, I did.
If you can let us know when you do a reply of such,
okay,
publicly, so that we know that we're not hanging out and going, was that ever followed through on? I know you had concern about this meeting and whether we ever got notification.
I did have.
When I send something out of that nature and I don't hear anything back from anybody, I wonder if everybody got it or not. So we do have a liability issue there. We also communicated, or Floyd and Sue Barwick communicated with us that they had sent the note to the APA last year. Jack, you replied to them and indicated that we were doing various things as far as communications.
Thank you.
When you and I watched the liability presentation, anything we say as members of an association can open us up to liability. Well, a reply to them indicating that we were doing certain things, and some of those have been followed up on, contact with Stegman, postcards for the, we had mentioned in that letter that we were doing postcards. I don't know where we are with the postcards.
Yeah, I forgot all about
that. Floyd and Sue are the kind of people that are well connected politically because of his position. He's the kind of person that would come back at us and say, well, on such and such a date, you said you were going to do. Did you do it? The last thing we want to have is him, or anybody else for that matter, that has deeper pockets than they have time to spend the money, coming back to us and saying that we're liable for something that we said or did or didn't do. So we need to make sure that we keep track of what we say we're going to do. And in the case of the letter to Floyd and Sue, I'm going to let Jack make sure that he replies to them and or verifies that his comments were indeed addressed.
And I'm sure I know this for a fact. He sent me the letter. It was a very nice letter, very well written.
And
he said that I could share it with the board, and I know I did. You should have gotten his letter. And
the letter from last year that he sent
you? Yes.
Last year.
And I have a copy of such.
And once he said it was okay to share, then you all were...
Yeah, we all got it. But the Eagle Lake Board has started its own survey. We need to make sure that we have something in writing, or you know, that we can say that we have a survey. You sending photographs, they go into my computer, but that's not a survey by any stretch. It's a bunch of photographs. Do we have some kind of, you know, we have been monitoring the use of the boat launch area. Okay, yep. Counting boats on the lake. Do we have any concrete numbers? Can anybody share anything with me as far as what NYSCOLA is doing for boat surveys? If it's over this, under that, we had information that was shared with us, and I shared last fall or last spring when we were involved with it about counting boats on the lake. Pick a period during the day. If we're not counting boats and we say we are, we have a problem.
No fucking home somewhere I got to find that counted number of cars and boat launches
this year.
I have not done it this year.
We've developed a lake user survey in 2020. I'd be hard-pressed to put my fingers on what a lake user survey is. So I just bring this up because I went through some emails and posting stuff at the web and came across a letter from Floyd and Sue. They did write a very nice letter, as I read it and read the reply that Jack put forth, we all have to support Jack and make sure that those things that we speak of get done.
One of the things...
So I'll leave that with you just as a reminder.
Thank you. One of the things that I've seen, and I just recently, is we've gone by the parking lot, and it's chock full. But my question is, I sit here and I look out, and I don't see anybody. So I don't know where... Pardon?
Kayakers. The vast majority have been kayakers. Yeah.
So
they're not boats. They're not boats like yours here or my boat. Or those are not the boats that are going out on the kayakers, the
They're coming like flotillas, like, because the
cove, okay.
There's like 10 or 12 of them at a clip. You'll see them coming down the lake. And then a lot of times they go to the beach. 4th of July, there was a group of over 20 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Now, 20 plus boats.
Now, 4th of July.
A lot of kayaks.
Oh, okay.
My granddaughters wanted to go over to the beach, and we started going over there, and it was just multicolored kayaks or whatever.
It was kayaks.
Oh.
Pictures of the Marvel. I talk to people when I take pictures at the boat launch. Ralph hasn't gotten my pictures this year, and I will fix that. I've got probably 30 pictures, but I do talk to people there and let them know. And the local people know they're trying to close the boat launch, and that's how I found out about the procession of kayaks on the 4th. He said there's like 25 kayaks down here camping. So.
Oh, okay, because I sat the 4th of July, I was out here with my son and all his friends, and we were talking about the lake and supposedly the usage or over-usage, whatever, and the 4th of July, take a look at the lake, how many boats? I think we saw one. And so I, again...
Memorial Day weekend.
Pardon?
Memorial Day weekend was crazy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really...
Yeah, it was. It seemed like it was more than this. So anyways, I guess the next question is, sticking with what you're doing with and getting it to Ralph, and now the postcards, what did we ever end up... is that still a viable idea?
Yeah.
When you say count boats on the lake, I saw one boat today on the lake, I saw 30 kayaks on the lake.
Go to our website, go to the archives and water testing, and the CSLAP, the folks that do CSLAP, they have a boat testing or boat counting protocol. And they list it or classify it by size, and they say, take a snapshot by, you know, whatever time of the day it is, and you go, and it's just kind of a way to go, what's the usage of the lake, and by who and by what? It is at least a protocol. We're not coming up and inventing it on our own and then trying to sell it to somebody. It is a,
okay.
And if you send me an email for it, you know, send me an email, I'll send you a link for it, but there's a specific protocol that they use for counting boats.
And I think we could probably just document it. It doesn't necessarily have to go on the website, as long as we email to the group and say, hey, out there, all protocol, and there's four of these.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even need to be, I don't want it on the website, per se.
Yeah, okay.
Dave's pictures for the boat launch are not on the website. I got a file folder for lake pictures, and I put a note there. So if somebody asks, hey, do we have pictures? Yeah, I got all, you know, I got whatever people will send me. But I am not going to be the person that's going to put this together and say, oh, here we did a survey. We need somebody that says, we are, or I am, doing a survey of, once a week I go out and count boats, and it can't always be on Saturday. It's got to be one day Monday, one day Tuesday, one day Wednesday, or a holiday weekend, or, you know. What is the usage of the lake? At noon, somebody was out there water skiing. You can even use our webcams to do it. We get every 15 minutes a picture looking in two directions or three directions out on a lake. Every 15 minutes I looked at the camera all day long, I saw nobody. Okay, so that was my survey. You know, the camera's alive and it does its thing. You know, the 4th of July was pretty quiet this year. I didn't see but maybe 3-4 boats, 5 boats. You know, some years it's...
There was this one flotilla of about...
Oh, that one? Oh, yeah. I just can't, you know. There were 10 kayaks paddling past me the other day as I'm looking at the milfoil that's the poster child patch. But, you know, did the camera catch him? No. So there's nobody out there. And the state plays the same games. You know, when did they do the traffic survey?
They have figures. They have low usage or higher usage.
It depends upon who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
you
got to play the game. Okay, come back to the radar speed. You know, the road surveys. State's playing a game. Oh, there's no traffic there. Okay, maybe there isn't, but come the right day of the week. You know,
yeah,
and
night,
we
there is no traffic.
We have to do the same thing as everybody else's. We have to have the ammunition and the willpower to be able to support our cause. If we want the boat launch to stay open, we got to come up with a cause. If we don't want it to stay open, we have to come up and shut our mouths and let the state do their thing. It comes down to what the 7 of us want for the rest of the lake members here. Small community. Your neighbor's going to know that how you voted for that causeway or that boat launch or that beach. If you don't value the use of it, it doesn't bother me at all. But just understand that your neighbor will ask you what happened. And I, you know, my comments come back to what is it that we, not me, you and everybody else, want for this lake? Own the situation. We have to do a survey that's a parallel with the state. They said they're going to survey. If they come back and they say this lake is jammed, everybody's got 500 horsepower motors, they're churning the lake up like crazy. Maybe they are. But if we don't have information to document it otherwise, we have to agree with their facts. So we have to do a survey, you know.
I will keep my notebook in my boathouse because I will see.
Yeah.
Everybody comes on the lake.
They got to go by you.
Yeah.
I can see them coming through.
Yeah.
So I'll just.
You know, if you want to.
On 10 kayaks at 2 o'clock and.
Yeah. You know, the first part of it is collecting data. Then it's writing the report. You know, when you send me pictures, make a note in your. Send Keaton 15 pictures. That way, if you lose them, at least we got, you know, hopefully there's a backup copy. You know, all the pictures.
You got them. You got them.
Well, yeah, but if my computer crashes, I lose them too. They're not on the web. It's not like they're in cyberspace. They're on my local hard drive. So I offer to keep them because if Zach has some and you have some and Steve has some, at least we have, you know, Zach forgets he had them or, you know, he's not on the board anymore and he goes.
I even got stuff from the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. You know. I try to be the collector of information only because it keeps us as a group, you know, at least somewhat on the same page. But I'm not going to write the report. I'm not going to, you know, not going to ask every week, hey, you got pictures? Have you got pictures? Have you done? And at the end, somebody needs to write the report, and you go, hey, did you ever get pictures from Zach? Oh, yeah, I got 50 pictures over here. Did you get any documentation with it? Do you have any? Go check with Zach. How come he took these pictures? You know, when Jack sends me a picture of the Beaver Dam and he's got, you know, a little bit of snippet of verbiage that goes along with it that I did this, da, 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 I copy that little bit of verbiage, put it with the pictures on the web so that our lake residents don't think that we forgot about the dam issue over there because the lake level is the biggest question. What's happening? Well, go to the website and take a look. We had a Beaver Dam there this weekend, that. What do you want us to do? We've been down there doing our diligence of what we said we were going to do. And that's kind of where I'm at this, as an issue of what are we doing? We've got to make sure we do what we say we're going to do. So I just, you know, and the same thing with the survey here of the lake and the like. So keep sending the pictures, you know, keep collecting the data. You know, it's a pain in the ass, but it's not that hard. You know, you when somebody comes ripping through the space between the island and your place, you go out there and yell at them. I don't blame you, you know.
Well, it's been a few years since I yelled at anybody.
You know, you yell once or twice, and people go, well, maybe I shouldn't go through there because it is pride, you know.
You're big enough guy, you yell at them. I mean, you get their attention. Yeah, my boat.
Yeah.
I called you the other day for not catching any fish.
Yeah, you didn't bring them dinner.
I just remembered. Did you?
I don't want to be the bully on the lake.
Contact the DEC on the fish stocking.
The fish stocking, that's where I was going. Did you?
1,380 brown trout on 325 before ice was out. They did it early because of COVID.
Email that to us.
He did because I did see that they put 3,000 brown trout, 3,000 something at 8.5 inches.
Yep.
Something, so he did. I did see.
There was an email that did come out, and I remember that because I quoted it.
Now, are you going to continue with this monitoring of stocking?
Yeah, I got a personal relationship with the guy now. So.
I just want to touch base and make sure that it doesn't get dropped.
You can shoot me a copy of that email. I may have missed it or.
How many brown trout was that this year?
3,380. It was down from last year. I don't remember the number last year. The last year number was, it's off the top of my head, I want to say closer to like 4,800.
Yeah, it'll be in the notes from last year. I can look it up.
And he basically said that the amount was decided by the state, not the local hatchery, based on the amount of total trout available.
Right. I do remember something in your email that said because of the COVID, there was a difference in the distribution and trying to get them out. So, okay. So that was seen. Now we're back to, I thought we were close to that, and I think, is there anything else that we didn't touch base on that we should, that I'm missing?
Liability presentation, obviously we talked about that. There is another one that just happened, and you can watch it as a rerun. Introduction to Lake Ecosystems, New York State's Perspective. It aired on July 9th, and it is based upon the book Diet for a Small Lake, which is the Bible that everybody in the state uses and well across the country for ecosystem management. If we are managing Eagle Lake, which is what our charter says we should do, our mission statement says we should, it would behoove us to go and take a look and see what they had to say. Keep ourselves informed. Are we missing anything? Somebody says, well, I peed up in the woods, and, you know, is that part of the ecosystem? Could be, you know, how much, where, how, the whole enchilada. That's our mission statement, and that's what we're charged with the responsibility of taking care of. And I would like to say that if I send something out, at least I'd like to know that you got the stuff, please. You know, got it, can't attend. Yes, I've watched it, great presentation, sucky presentation. That's what I'm on. Introduction to Lake Ecosystems. There you go. Please.
I want to follow up on the thing on the insurance. I'm trying to touch base with, you would know the name, Quavon Phillips of Houston, from the Phillips Insurance Agency in Glens Falls. He's on the board of the Gum Lake property owners. And what insurances do they have? And he's an insurance guy, so that's his background, and now he's involved in a lake. What insurances should we have? Because according to this presentation, a little thing like our meeting up at the firehouse, if somebody slipped, that's what can break an ankle. Is there a liability not only to the firehouse but back to us because we hold to the
Because we're an association?
Because we're a group. Because we put on that presentation. Because we had that picnic there.
Are we incorporated?
We are incorporated.
Yes.
So there's a... And the whole thing with the lake level and the letter that we got, we talked about earlier, where it said we're going to maintain between plus and minus two, and if that's seven, now it's causing damage to my property because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, I know we just had 12 inches of rain.
Yeah, we have that on a volunteer basis through the state. So as a volunteer, I'm not sure how you'd be held liable.
I'm not sure. So that's why I want to talk to an insurance guy. And somebody who's on
the... You've got to be just cautious of that, because the insurance guy, you know.
Well, my wife is on many boards with Paul in Glensville, so we have a personal relationship with him also. So I got a feeling he's going to steer me more correct.
Well, I agree with...
And he's retired. He has nothing to do with insurances anymore.
Okay, perfect. Good.
I agree with where you're going, because I have thought about this, especially when I got the letter about... from Paul Hickman about the water so high and it's washing this out and that out.
Yeah.
And one of my thoughts is this, is I don't come up here every day to check that dam. And I made a special trip and I put that in to come up and check the dam. So again, going with what you're saying, is we're volunteers and we're not here every day. So how, and I word this correctly, okay, we can be held liable, but at what point I'm a volunteer, and I'm not, you know, I went away for 2 weeks vacation, and we got all this rain. I wasn't there to take the boards. I guess I'm just kind of questioning that.
And probably the answer to that will be decided by a judge, you know, when it was push comes to shove, that if he gets so mad at us, he sues us.
Yeah,
maybe he would sue the...
Do a fairly good job amongst each other with an email saying, hey, check the water lake level at the plus 7. Hey, should we check the debris? We just removed the debris. Oh, it's down to plus 2.
And I feel we try to do a pretty good job in monitoring it, but it just takes somebody with a little bit deeper pocket that just wants to get...
I will let Chad under what you said there, only because of one thing that I noticed in the photographs that you sent when you put the boards in initially. Do we as a group know where the boards have to be to hold the lake level at zero?
There's three factors.
Nope, there aren't. There's only one factor. How many boards?
No. We can control the number of boards, but the amount of runoff from the snowfall previous year, the amount of rain that they...
That's an environmental factor, which we don't have any control over.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is when you put the boards in, the posts were about that high above the area surrounding the dam proper. With the posts at the level of the top of the dam proper, in other words, everything level, the lake will be held at zero with no unforeseen rain coming in and no unforeseen drought that we can't accommodate. So right away when you put the boards in this spring, you were trying to hold the lake higher than normal. Not a problem. However, if we now have beaver or we don't watch it and it is at 7, we've created ourselves a situation that we can't go. We were deliberately holding the water because we knew it was going to be a dry spring. That's why I asked the question the way I did initially. Do we know as a group or even individually where the boards have to be to hold in the lake at normally zero? Or if we pull all the boards out, how low will the lake go? Pull all the boards out for winter. How low will the lake be? Anybody remember?
Below zero.
It'll be below zero.
8 below.
8 to 10 below. We should know those numbers. We should at least somebody should know them and say, hey, October, we pull the boards out. What's it going to be? What's it going to settle out at? Well, about -8, -10. You know, we had the when Irene or whatever the storm went through here, and all of a sudden I'm looking. Andy Belkovich and I went down and pulled the beaver dam out of the spillway because it were out of the channel there. The lake was at +24. You're not liable for an act of God. You can't be.
You're right.
But if we don't know what the normal course of operation is, and Jack mentioned it about 3 years ago, we need a operations manual that the person that's doing the dam goes, oh, let me get out the book and go, oh, based upon what has been historically done, this is, and we make notes. You know, this is, I hate to say it, guys. I've been at this 40 years, and every year it's the same old stuff. We talk about the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. I'm kind of at the edge of saying I'm done. I can't, you know, the liability of being treasurer and trying to keep track of who's doing what and the like is getting old. I'm sorry, I'm done.
So you're saying at the top, the things we put the pins in.
Right.
If they're level with the top of the boards that are actually the dam itself.
Right, and you're crushing boards in underneath right. them.
And that comes out to what?
Zero.
That comes out to zero.
Should be at zero.
That's now.
With no boards at zero.
No boards.
With the boards locked, there's bars that are about that long that are adjustable in a slot. Boards go underneath those and to the spillway itself. So when you fill from the spillway up to the bottom of the board, the bottom of the pins, and the pins are even with the surrounding area of the dam, that is at zero. So you've got that much board, or roughly 8 inches of board in the spillway.
So we have
one board is at zero. Is that what you're saying?
Two boards are zero.
Depends on what the thickness of those boards are that
you
put.
We wrap one about the 2x4x4s. So we take about we're between 8 and 6 below.
If you take everything
-6 to -8, so you put in two boards, in theory you should be close to zero.
Right.
What I would do is that if we're seeing things that seem to be being dry that they have been lately, you put the third board in there and try to raise the level up a little bit. But then all of a sudden,
you're supposed to keep it between
plus and minus
two.
Round two.
The actual agreement is +4, I think, but I don't. It's in the VSA agreement.
I have read that someplace before. Somebody said it's +4.
I thought it was +4.
Yeah, how many boards are in right now?
I think two. Okay. I pulled the third one to let the dam out because of the beavers. Because when Cole Hickman emailed, it was around 6 or 7.
It was +7, +8 when we were up here 1st of May.
Because I go under it all the time. It was +8, +9, +7, 6 to 9 for well over a month.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a lot of beaver activity. So we had, maybe 3 boards in plus the beaver, it just raised everything right up. And then we started pulling the beaver activity is there, but not what it was.
Well, the other thing, and this is, an I try to, my,
but that doesn't mean that I can't sue you for not trying.
I get your chat. You've been down there, 3 or 4 times? You've been down there 2 or 3 times? Have you been down there? I don't know. I've been down there twice.
I've
up there. So we're trying to maintain it.
The issue is if we don't communicate with each other. That's why initially in the spring when I think you went down and you know everybody went down and was pulling debris out. I'm like, do we have a trapper down there? And have we communicated amongst ourselves? I don't want to see you get hung up in a trap because you went down and Jack is working with a trapper and he goes, well, I'll set a trap down and you go start walking around. Next thing you go, oh wait a minute, my leg is, you know. These are the things that, you know.
I honestly didn't communicate the last time because the time before that, I got shit from you, or felt like I got shit from you.
You got shit from who?
Rob.
Oh.
I just asked the question, are we all doing the same thing? Are we communicating with each other? And
It can't hurt to send out emails to everybody.
Well, it does help because I know I went down this year thinking, great, the trapper said no beavers. All I got to do is bring my keys and I can throw the boards in. Well, I get down there, and you know, and I should bring it every time I go as the rake, just in case. Well, that time I didn't have the rake. I was, son of a bitch. Look at the beavers, and what have I got? So I had to drive home. And again, it's nobody's fault. It's just mine for, well, like I said, the trapper said 2 weeks ago, no beavers. How much activity could there be? And then I looked around.
Wow. And I don't know this, but if the water is flowing really, really fast through there, are the beavers saying, I can't fill the dam here yet? And then we put the boards in, we slow the flow of the water over.
I don't know.
Oh, now I can build the dam. I don't know that, so do we?
I don't know. Like I said, it's probably a good idea that we, you know, at least say, gee, are you up that way? Can you take a look at the dam?
And you and I, Jack, have communicated.
Well, it's easy, right?
Yeah, just yelling through the bushes there. I stopped by, the DEC guy was down there inspecting it, just so that you know, and we do that.
You know, normally, my little pea brain, I try to bring the lake up, because you can usually let it down. And like now, we don't get any rain, it's hard to fill, so I usually try to tend to the side in spring, get a little higher than normal, not by a lot, and that's why I usually put in the 3 boards, get it up there, because then I can always pull one board out and try to get it where it is, and you can also get a chance to see.
If Ralph is correct, 6 to 8 with none, you put 3 boards in, they're roughly 3.5 inches, that's 10 inches above that, that should get you to the level of about 2.
Sure.
DSA officially is plus or minus 4, by the way.
Plus or minus 4, okay, thank you. So then we should be okay.
We should be.
And then we say, okay, we got it in there, we documented, we got the 3 boards in, and say, well, the lake is at +7. We got the 3 boards. We're waiting for the winter runoff to come up.
The only thing that would tell me, and most of us, is if we put the boards in, like you say, and the lake's at 7, we start looking back further down that outlet stream, because you'll probably find a beaver dam. And that's where the problem, you know, part of the problem is, you just can't scratch your head and say, got 3 boards in, because you know the beaver use their usual dam is right there, just past the boat launcher, a couple hundred feet down.
They pulled the dam up through there too.
Oh yeah, we pulled that dam out many times. I think, well, Zach, the last time we did it and really tore it apart was Zach, myself, and Rolf. I mean, we almost tore it. And you can see over the years, you can see on that dam, you can see the bottom of the stream. And that dam we're walking across, there's at least that much dirt, a couple feet of dirt that has piled up from the beavers, from the natural drainage. So, but we haven't been down there in, well, whatever year it was we did that. It's been a while, because they've been moving down to our dam and making our life easy.
Well, last fall, I took the kayak and went all the way from here all the way down to the dam and back up, and that. I didn't see any beaver activity in there.
I thought I saw this spring, before all the leaves really started to come, it looked like there was a small beaver activity on the far side of that spillway. It didn't come all the way across. It looked like there was some activity there, but that was from the road, so I didn't get out. It certainly didn't look like it was all the way across and struck yet.
Paddling down there last fall, you could see the beaver coming out of one of the bays right around where their hut is there, and I talked to the trapper. He says, yep, they're in. So what, again, trapper said no beaver this winter. Maybe he didn't go down there. You know, we don't know.
playing our 22s and sit out there.
You know, if he got into trouble with the DEC last year with our permit, that, you know, he may have said no, he may say no, I'm not going down there, just didn't have time, or, you know, again, we don't know. Okay. Jack hasn't heard anything back from him this year, so you guys may have to go down there with your 22, or, you know, even if you went down there with 30-06, we could have beaver all over the woods. I don't really, you know, it makes no difference to me. But the bigger issue is if we don't do something about the beaver, we will be playing whack-a-mole all summer long, and we'll pay for it this fall when they have a dam in the channel, and, you know, how many hours we want to put forth in taking that apart.
The only other thing to mention is, if you guys know of anybody that is a trapper, there's not many in the area anymore.
Yeah, Stubby had a guy that was doing the half a heart traps.
Oh, yeah?
He was, you know, of course, you know, like Ralph said, you know, did the trapper show up? So the guy put a bunch of traps out. We had a woodchuck problem over there, and the guy was banging him $100 a day. He used to come to check on traps.
Yeah.
He said, Keith, how to get rid of him? And he finally caught one, you know.
The last time I paid the trapper, he charges $50, and I gave him $100. I said, watch the, you know, $50 for two beaver, it doesn't pay you gas to come up the top of the Chilson Hill.
I'm glad they pay for it. I mean,
you know?
I know, according to, if the trapper has to check his trap every 24 to 48 hours. So when you put them in, you're committed. And I forget, I think this time of the year, I believe it's New York State law that says they have to be buried. So, I don't know. Again, there's more to it than...
Yeah, you can't profit from the skins at this point in time. Not that there's any profit anyway. It's like $8 for a pelt in the wintertime.
And to get a pelt is a lot of work. I watched a guy do it one day. For $7, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Eventually, we may end up having to look at a professional service, which I don't know the closest one.
Chris is the closest one.
I honestly have no problem going down there with a 22 if we know we have active sighting. If it's just because we see debris and we haven't actually seen them.
If there's debris, they're active.
They're active.
Yes, I know. It'd be nice to go all there. They'll be out at 9 o'clock for cocktails.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Out of all the time, I've only seen one beaver once.
I've seen, you know, in a half a dozen times. Like I said, I keep looking for the one in the by my green dock in a corner. Not around. Not that I'm down there watching every night. But if I see him, you know what's going to happen.
Well, I had a guy across the lake email me that he saw a beaver swimming in the area. But then I kind of looked and I said, well, I saw the same thing. Keep going over here to this dock. But it wasn't a beaver, it was a muskrat. So, you know, again, and that's the other thing. If you really don't know what you're looking at, you can be, oh, there's all, look at all those beavers, you know. So, is there anything else we need to touch base on? We've got the picnic or next year's meeting set. We're going to have a board meeting in the fall. It wouldn't hurt to kick around and think about if this COVID thing sticks around any longer, how we could try to have a meeting on the Zoom or whatever that stuff is. I don't know. I mean, I only suggest it in case this comes up again or continues, or maybe even we may find if having a normal meeting like we do at the Chilson, if they had Wi-Fi, it may be advantageous for us to broadcast to some more people if they wanted to see it. Hopefully not have the membership dwindle down from attendance because they can watch it on TV. But, you know, a lot of things are changing.
Don't we still need to have some type of annual meeting? Is this what we're calling our annual meeting?
This is the annual meeting.
Are we required to have an annual meeting with members?
Yes. Yes, we are required.
The annual meeting, the way it was brought up for this year alone, because of everything, is We discussed Zoom, we discussed a couple other options, and it ended up that some of those options where internet was available dried up, and the only place to have the meeting was here, and I don't have internet, I've got a phone, and that's it. So, and remember, when I put out the thing, we will not be able to Zoom. In the future, and I think, Chris, what you're alluding to is very good. The membership needs to be included. We don't ever want to seem like we're just running the show and it's our show and the hell with the members. But this was a difficult year. I think next year I really hope we can have the general membership together. Most of the time it's great to see these people because you don't seem like right.
Not that we don't want to have an annual meeting. I think everybody wants to have an annual meeting. Considering the fact we have a cold.
Anyway, I missed your wife's lasagna.
We don't have to make them for you.
We've got special
circumstances. I mean, I think we make a motion to, even though, you know, a motion to skip this year's annual meeting due to a global pandemic.
We've already done that.
Okay.
We've already announced it. We've told everybody.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying if you're saying it's a requirement, then do we have to make an official motion and pass it from the
We already did that. That was in the newsletter.
We did
before,
that?
Yeah. That was part of the newsletter in how we handled it there. Speaking of which, however, since we are having our board meeting, it would behoove us to not just summarize it from a secretary's point of view, but to do some more membership-wide communications through the summer to take one of the topics that we've discussed today, the causeway or the issue with the beaver dam and the lake level and the like, and explain it a little bit better and send that to everybody. We can do that. We've been successful in doing it. We've had very good feedback from it when we did the ice storm this winter and ice out and ice on the lake. Very easy for me to, since I have the database now, I grab the list and populate an email. But I'm not going to write it. You know, if somebody wants, we need somebody to take that responsibility. Now, either we hire Steve Phelps to do it, or we do it in-house, or whatever. That's up to, you know, the membership, or up to you guys to decide.
It may be, you hit on something, if we talk to Steve Phelps and just say, Steve, to put together each subject, let's say we picked a causeway, if you charged us, let's say, $15 a page, and you sent out two pages, if we send you the notes and you do that, or whatever, I mean, again, I'm not a good writer. I just go to the point and that's it. But it may be, if he would give us a kind of a ballpark.
I'll offer him the money, you know, at whatever, you know.
I mean,
he's liable to just do it for free.
Yes, and Steve, if he does it, we'll do it for free. I don't think $15 is going to entice him to do it or not. But.
Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there. It could be, I mean, if he wants $1,000 a page, I would think we would have to say no, but a reasonable price, and I don't know what it is. It's $1,000 a page, I can learn writing.
Well,
if we write up the notes for this meeting, and then again, the email doesn't have to be 20 pages long per se, but it's just, we should, you know, reach back out to members and say, we did this, but we know we didn't have a true annual meeting, you know, live or anything, but we just need to let people know that, you know, they're still here doing stuff, and, you know, as a result of what we did, reach out to us for your thoughts, and, you know, reach it back out to people, you know, so, the members need to know that we're still here listening and doing things, whether or not they see us in person or not, that goes on. So
Dave, you're going to take responsibility for checking with them and getting something together, or?
What exactly, like, you want something like a quarterly thing, or just a...
Pick a top, you know, pick four or five of the topics and do it quarterly, or do it, you know, one a month, or... We need to keep in contact with our membership. That's
at least we should have some at least a quarterly type of newsletter that goes out.
Yeah.
And we pick a couple of topics. If you say this You don't have to go through the whole thing. We don't need a complete newsletter like we had.
I'll see how we do.
I don't even think it needs to be written out. I mean, you can probably bulletize.
Well, yeah, however, whatever the best methodology of communication is, but we have the DEC and their survey of the lake. Well, let's get some information, and, you know, we got our own survey going, or the state has done this survey-wise, or, you know, this is, or we know more about the causeway, let's take that as the first topic, or lake level is a hot topic all the time. You know, we've had numerous beaver problems, we've been in contact, we got this, you know.
I'm sure a lot of people don't even know we have a beaver problem, because they're not in contact with the people that think there was a problem.
I was just thinking if it would be, like I said, let's say the causeway, if Steve Phelps is willing to do it, and I'm just saying, Steve, it could be Keith, if we send in to Steve whatever notes or things we thought of, and he compiled it and put it into probably a Warner, I would think one page would be sufficient, that more people are going to read one page. You know, if it comes in that thick, they're going to be the first page, and they're done. So if we can concise everything to, say, maybe one page. And I was just thinking, like, Steve would be like the clearinghouse to kind of pull all of it in that we send him and try to make sense of it. Because I'm sure if you send him something, I may send him the same thing, just worded a little bit differently. When Rolf would send him something, and he would have to kind of, or again, if it's the causeway.
We can base a lot of this off of the notes that we take from the meeting today and just, you know.
Yes.
Steve is also good doing phone calls and picking information as an interview from you. So
he's very good at putting that
newsletter. He is a communications person.
Yeah.
But, you know, to give the membership some facts as to what we, you know, not just, well, we met. Huh, okay. So we send you money. You got good coffee?
Well, I think you really hit on a very good idea so that the people of the lake would feel connected.
So you're going to coordinate with Dave then and make it happen?
Well, Dave's going to talk to Steve, and then we'll talk to Steve and try to see what we can come up with.
Like I said.
And like I said,
own it.
Just one page. And
he loves to write.
I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's self-quarantining himself right now and stuff like that. Give him something to do.
Well, he's just doing the 14-day to come from Arizona to New York, right?
Yeah.
After his 14 days, he's open to
New York State, but whether he'll meet with anybody. He's got some health issues, too, so, you know.
Well, he'll do 6 foot, you know, weight. I was talking to him last night. I told him I'm, you know, the biggest germ in the world. I'm an essential worker. I go to Walmart and all these other places, so he just looked at me, oh, we're 6 foot away.
This is the most I've been around, most people I've been around since
March.
Early March.
Yeah.
I started working from home prior to the government thing, and prior to GD saying work from home. Well, that's not true. I've gone to the supermarket about once every 3 weeks, but I'm fully, you know, masked and all that stuff.
Yeah,
well, I've been around for sure.
Indoors.
Indoors, yeah.
Understood. Outdoors, you know, a little different story, but indoors.
I still haven't been around a lot of people outdoors.
Yeah.
I haven't had, it's just me, you know, I burst in and then I start creeping up and getting close to you.
All right, not that I want to shut this, but if you want to call the meeting, yes, for being complete here.
I think we're
all kind of packed up.
To adjourn.
I make a motion.
I second.
Motion by Steve Myers, second by Dave Cerny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I didn't think so.
Thank you,
Kerry.
Thank you, Chris and Keith, for sticking on the
phone
there.
Thank you. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
We'll be in touch. Later. All righty.
All right. See you soon.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. flat.